Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. And, you know, everybody has been focused on impeachment, obviously, this week especially. But there is one thing that has been happening with this administration, and that is they are continuing to not lose focus. They are continuing to work on the agenda that has been set out by this administration. You have those in the cabinet that have been doing exactly the work of the people fighting for things that are not getting any media attention. And I think with the circus that we've seen, this, as I call it, a coup attempt on the President of the United States of America, and everybody's going to be focusing on this in the new year when this moves over to the Senate, we don't need to forget about all the important work that's being done. I say that to talk about this next issue, which is a really important one. The Secretary of Education, Ms. DeVos, is with us now to talk about some incredible changes that are coming to college scorecard. And also, if you've ever filled out the applications for school for you or for your kids with FAFSA, it is being it's getting simplified. These are going to have a massive impact to help students and to help their parents. First of all, Secretary DeVos, nice to have you with us today. It is really incredible to see what you guys have been focusing on. While Washington has been focused on something completely different, you guys have not lost focus at all on doing things to help the American people.
Well, Ben, that's right. Under President Trump's leadership, this administration is continuing to put students first, bringing transparency and accountability to higher education, which sorely needs it. For the first time, we have added information to the college scorecard that is going to be really relevant for students who are looking to go into a higher ed program or who are in one and may want to consider changing based on this information. So today you can go and look at a field of study at an institution and you can find out what the amount of what it will take to attend that program, what kind of debt you are likely to take on, and then really importantly, what your first year earning potential is once you graduate from that program. So this is going to be a really important tool for students and parents to use as they're deciding on what kind of educational pathway is right for them.
You've taken a lot of heat recently. I was just looking at some of the headlines about you, and there are a lot of people in higher education that honestly are not happy with you because the transparency that you and the people that you work with are trying to give the rights and transparency and honest pricing back to the students. You're trying to give the power back to the students and not have it in the hands necessarily of the teachers and unions and people that don't, as I say, we were taken advantage of. I mean, the when I was going to school, it was pretty simple. Fill out these forms, sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here, and then all of a sudden you graduate and bam, you have all this student loan debt that honestly, even kids that are really smart had no clue that this was coming. And that's what you're trying to do. And there's been a lot of pushback.
Well, and Ben, President Trump has been a real champion, and this whole administration has championed the fact that there are multiple pathways to a successful adult life. You know, we have over 7 million jobs today going unfilled and a mismatch between how students or people are prepared for those jobs and what those opportunities are. And so part of our transparency and accountability project is really bringing a lot more light to all of these different alternatives. So the college scorecard, now you can look at two-year institutions. You can look at certification programs. It links to the Department of Labor's apprenticeship opportunities, and then there's some graduate school information as well. But importantly, it will give students another tool, an important tool, to be able to compare and contrast and evaluate the different programs they're thinking about. And I think importantly also, it's something for colleges and universities and other higher ed institutions to use to see how well they're doing and the kind of service they're providing to students.
It's something that's going to be so important. I want to also talk about something else that I think is so important for people that are listening. My guest with me is the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos. You talk about just using even technology and simplifying this to help parents. That's one of the things that you guys are trying to do to help people navigate getting to this world of higher education, vocational training, things like that. Talk a little bit about just the app process and how you guys are trying to simplify that as well.
Absolutely. Well, federal student aid that administers all these loans has been an antiquated system for years, and it's just been patched together year after year after year. So when I came into office, I asked for a top-down evaluation of what is going on there and what we can do to bring that whole framework and foundation into the 21st century. So we started by putting the FAFSA, the student aid application, onto a mobile app. You can now complete your FAFSA on a smartphone. And importantly, President Trump is signing legislation this week that will simplify the FAFSA even further and cut out a whole bunch of questions, because it will be able to access your income data and your family's income data directly and will not necessitate a lot of back and forth. So this is a really important step as far as student experience. Also importantly, the whole transition to the 21st century is centered on customer experience. And students are our customers. We have got to make their experience of dealing with federal student aid a 21st century experience, just like you do if it's a mortgage or a car payment. Any kind of other customer experience is infinitely better than what federal student aid has been. Well, we are moving in that direction, and students are going to see continued improvements where they will have one interface and they will be able to quickly navigate and get their questions answered, their issues addressed, and, again, being very focused on the customer, our students.
You talk about your customer is the student. I want to pivot for just a moment and ask you a question about this impeachment, obviously. You see where Congress, especially under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi, has completely focused on one issue and one issue only, and that has been impeachment. You guys have had been doing an incredible job of focusing on what you just, as you just described it, our you know, the taxpayers, our students. How much of an impact has the gridlock in Washington had when it comes to agenda items that are so important to the American people, especially when it comes to education?
Well, it's all over the airwaves here, our focus continues to be on students and doing what's right and best for students. We're here to serve them. We're here to expand their options and their freedom to pursue the right education path for them, so that every student, no matter their zip code, their family income, their circumstances, has the opportunity to access the kind of opportunity that is the best fit for them.
It is certainly important for them to find that right fit. One other thing before I let you go, and my guest with me, Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, if parents out there are listening right now and they're talking about whether it be getting ready for higher education, also vocational training, what are some of the basic questions they should be asking when it comes to looking at the cost of school? This is something we see, student loan debt over $1 trillion. I believe that public education, public universities, private universities have taken advantage of the amount of money you can borrow that the government will back. What are some of the basic questions, advice that you have for parents when you look at where should your kid go, where should you be going, how much debt, you know, you should be looking at in these honest numbers?
Well, I think importantly, the first question to ask is, what does a student really want to do? What do they love doing? What are they passionate about? And how can they best pursue the things that they're interested in, the ways that they can best contribute to their own future and our country's future? And those options are very vast and wide. And they don't the right answer isn't always a four-year college or university. In fact, I would argue increasingly there are many other really great alternatives that they should consider, either as the next step or as the step they want to take to pursue something that they are really passionate about doing. Again, there are so many opportunities today that don't require a four-year college degree. And we have got to change the narrative on that across this country. Consider all the good options. And if you have an opportunity to get into some kind of an internship or apprenticeship, earn and learn opportunity to test out some of the things that you might be interested in pursuing. How great is it for students who can earn and learn at the same time and decide what that next right step is for them?
It is. Picking that right step is so important. I think there's been a lot of lies that have been given to a lot of kids where they say, oh, well, everybody has to go to college. And I think that's one of the things that you're talking about here. Not every career needs to go to a four-year university. Not every career you need to go into six figures of debt to achieve it and do that. One last thing, and I know this is something that people have been talking about so much. Have we moved anywhere on the issue for school choice, school voucher programs, charter schools in this country? I know it's something the president was campaigned on. He was focused on giving people alternatives. You know, my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, the schools there are literally the definition of a failing school district. You have kids who are graduating that can't even read at a sixth grade level, much less an eighth grade level. There are real problems that we have and people that are begging for help and to get them kids out of bad situations where year after year we see these kids that are given fake grades to pass them to the next grade just to move them out of the system. Where are we on these other programs when it comes to the initiative you guys have been working on?
Well, thanks for that question, Ben. Importantly, Tennesseans should know that there is an opportunity that was just passed at a state level that will allow for students in the Memphis area to access some of these other choices and other opportunities. From the national level, President Trump just hosted a really great event last week to continue to advance and highlight the initiative we have to advance education freedom in the form of scholarships through scholarship granting organizations that states decide to participate in. And so just picture kids with their backpacks going to school each day. What this would represent is funding in those backpacks going to whatever education setting is the right one that works for them.
It's exactly what we should be doing what's best for the student, not necessarily what's best for the unions and what's best for the teachers and what they want. We should always be making the decision based on what is best for the students in this country. I really appreciate your time coming on. Again, a lot to talk about that has not been focused on as Democrats have been so focused and obsessed with impeachment over the last 3 years. You guys are doing a great job getting things done at the Department of Education. For people that want to get more information about some of the things you just talked about, where is the best place for them to go?
At collegescorecard.ed.gov for higher ed information and ed.gov/freedom for information about education freedom scholarships and for K-12 students.
Got it. I really appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Betsy DeVos, United States Secretary of Education, thanks so much for coming on the Ben Ferguson Show.
Thank you so much, Ben. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Take a quick break. We'll come right back. Much more coming up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.